Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
There we go. Got it. How is everyone doing? Oh, this effing computer.
You want to hear something cool?
Oh, my God. Vinny, I was hoping that you would say that.
I don't think you're going to like it
we'll
as much
the
as
judge
I liked
of that,
it. Yeah, I
let's see how cool it is. Let's see.
That it's not going to be
let's
as cool.
Let's hear it on our cool meter.
What is it?
So, look, we all got into radio for different reasons. I actually got into it accidentally, but ultimately my goal was to do what we're doing.
Right.
So I don't know if I aimed too low, and then I got there, and now I'm like, wow.
Oh,
here we
reach
sit.
Reach for the ground, Vinny. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you get there and you go, wow, I did
here
it.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just ride this pony for a while.
Yeah. Just going to farm this, I guess.
Right. And no, I'm 100% with you. I got into radio because I loved a morning show in Boston, and I wound up being an intern, and that's all I ever wanted was
right.
my own morning show.
But along the way, as I've been in it, and this was, I don't know, many years because times have changed, yeah. but... You'd get a new CD before it came out mm-hmm. or something, or you'd get to meet a band.
The little perks.
Or you'd get backstage for a show.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be standing on the stage while one of your favorite bands performs in your life.
Can't believe you want to pinch yourself.
Yeah.
And am I here?
They put bands above you for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, you look up at them because there's the worship of yeah. it all, you know? That's the whole deal. And there you are on the same stage going, dang. We're right next to...
Yeah. I'm off on the side, but I'm still right on the same level.
I can reach
I can run out
person.
There and cause real problems right now.
So anyway, So yesterday I was dealing with some business crap that's not for air, but Michael, our boss, who's
yes.
big in the music biz, goes, come here, you want to see something cool? I'm like, yes! And I got to hear the brand new... Black Keys song before it goes national.
Oh.
And I'm sitting and it's killer.
Well, you love them.
I love them, yeah.
And they've done all kinds of little side projects and stuff too. Like, I didn't even know there was a Black Keys record coming out.
Too many side projects. It's been a while.
Get back to the Black Keys.
But those guys they're great. They play it. They do great live shows. And the first song I heard, I was like, it's sick. It's so, you know, it's like guitar driven
it's a rock song.
It's a rock song and it's good.
Nice.
And I don't know if any of the kids are going to love it, but sitting there hearing it before it goes
right
wide.
The perks of the business.
Was really, and he's got a stereo too, you may know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know. Sometimes he leaves a building
once or twice.
And forgets to turn it off. And
5 days later, it's still playing.
Right, yeah. We have to call
building
the engineers to come in and shut that thing up. Break into his office and turn that thing off. Yeah.
So, on the cool meter.
It was great. It was mm-hmm. really a neat sort of, oh my God, it's going to be.
When is it coming out then?
I think it starts today or tomorrow.
The single does.
The rest, right.
And then
there's an album will follow.
Right.
But, you know, it's up there. Those guys are up there with, I don't know, right now in rock music, it's like Queens of the Stone Age, the Foo Fighters, Jack White, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. The pickings are slim in the rock.
Well, there's a lot of soft stuff.
Rock bands that matter.
In alternative, there's a lot of soft stuff.
You know what? We'll have Bryn pull it up. I see an article that just came out 40 minutes ago.
What does it say?
So listen to the Black Keys' first new song in 5 years.
It's 5 years. Yeah, they had side projects.
It's called...
Yeah, tons of them.
Low High?
I don't remember what
L-O/H-I.
Oh. I don't remember what it's called.
I'll go tell Brent to play.
But it's got one of those guitar licks that's just sick, and you just go.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I have the same guitar that guy has. Why can't I find those notes? I mean, I can find them after he finds them. But
yeah. Why can't you find them first?
Right.
Why didn't you land on them first?
Sheesh. I stare at that dumb thing all the time.
What notes can I come up with?
I sit here and do this all the time.
Do you actually try to write songs?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, if you don't try, you'll never find them before the Black Keys.
You're
do.
Right. And at some point, I hope to do that. And I do. I'm gonna put a band together at some point.
I'm excited to hear your band.
But right now, I just do.
I have an invite for you. Come and play with my band.
I'm not ready yet.
We have a gig.
I know. You're doing it, aren't you?
I think we are going to do it.
Of course you are. You knew you were going to do it before you even left yesterday.
Well, what comes down to is, so, you know, I'm going to just say it because he talked about it on Facebook Live yesterday. So I do a podcast with Johnny Mosley. Uh-huh. Shame. you know, we live right near each other and it just, you know, whatever. It made sense. So we're doing it. And yesterday he tells me that he's opening his own bar in Corte Madera. And he was, they're having, but here's the thing, Vin. It's a grand opening party that is, it's a private event, which I didn't realize.
So no one can go to it?
Well, there's going to be a couple hundred people there, but it's going to be all, it's not like an open to the public thing. So you can come and play the gig with us, but it'll
when
be
is it?
Oh, so like none of us could go?
No, we can go.
You
guys can go.
Are you kidding me? Please, all of us are.
Oh, man, you're right in your spot there, buddy.
What's the date?
4:20. Oh. So that'll be a busy weekend for me. Sure. I have some stuff going on that weekend.
I think by then
I feel like
I'll
you
be
do.
I'll be too old. What's going on 4:20?
Nothing.
She's gonna smoke some weed.
Yeah, I gotta smoke some weed on 4:20. Actually, I'm sure that'll be happening, right? I think this is an outdoor party. So anyway, it's just gonna be a few songs, and we picked a song for Johnny to do.
A few songs?
Yeah, just a few songs. I'm going to see. I'm going to try and
get... Is it even worth practicing and plugging in for a few songs?
Well
by a few songs, that's probably going to turn into
songs. We're going to do probably a 12-song set.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's a lot. That's more than a few.
Yeah,
that's a
I set. Thought you were
that's
talking about
45
like three
minutes.
Songs.
Oh, my God.
No. We're going to play.
I said what a few is.
In the parking lot or in the actual venue?
So, you know how it's right next to... Here's another shame, you guys. It's right next to Susan's new Ohm World, where Dramaste will be filming.
Hey, where's that at? When can I watch that? Dramaste? I'm dying to turn on my TV and see
that. Yeah, we haven't heard anything else yet.
So Mylan wanted to have a cup of coffee with me. I've been texting him back because I've been working on my back every day, so...
Dramaste, man.
I know.
Yeah, you're letting everybody down.
Put yourself in a back brace.
And what exactly?
At least I'm consistent.
You know what? Do yourself a favor. Get in that pose old people do where you put your
what's
hand.
What's that?
This
number
one.
Come on, Vinny.
Yeah. Put your hand in the back on it, you know.
That's the one.
So what yoga pose is that?
Called old person
bent
pose.
Over asana.
Kick your hip forward a little for a second. Stretch it out.
Yeah,
and then walk it down to the coffee house and meet Mylan. Jesus.
So back to the gig. Where are you guys going to perform?
No, so we're right there at, so you know the little courtyard there where there's a tree in the middle? They're going to set up a cornhole tourney.
Oh.
This place is going to be game-based. So it's a sports bar, but it's going to be kind of all about, like, they'll have a trivia night, which I freaking, of course, they're always on like a Tuesday, so I can never go unless I'm on vacation. No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
They don't even start till like 9 o'clock. But they're going to, you know, they're going to try and make it more than just a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sports bar, so you'll be able to go in there and watch games, but it's going to be sort of game-based. They're going to try to have
that
it be
good.
Entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that. Like, when I would get a babysitter for my kids, I was like, okay, well, what are our options, you know, if we're not going away, if we're not getting the hell out of here? Like, I don't know, like, I guess you can go see a movie, or you could go see a...
food somewhere.
Yeah, you got to go get food somewhere. And then there's just not, like I don't know, I don't really want to go bowling.
Mm.
Although we have done that when we've had a babysitter. Like, anything just to, you know,
get out,
have another hour away. Not, like, embarrassingly show back up at night. Well, okay, we're done. We ate, and then we didn't have anything else to do. And I've always thought it would be so fun to have, like, a game club or something where you could go and, you know, get a deck of cards and or participate in some larger scale game thing.
Bring your own backgammon or something.
Right, exactly, whatever. So we were talking about that with him yesterday, but he likes that too. He wants to have it be a place where you would go and hang for a while and, you know, be able to play some games. So we're just going to do a few songs. But, Vinny, I would totally do, we could do Boobs, we could do Diodio, your mom.
Oh, no. We're not going to do it. No.
It'd be so fun.
I'm not ready. But I'm working on it. Right now, all
it would
I'm,
give you over a month I, to just,
you know,
like, learn your songs.
Let
again.
Me explain something to you. And I mean this.
Oh my God, I love being explained to. Go ahead.
I love
mansplain,
you guys.
Mansplain.
I'm just treading water over here with the new baby thing and the mom in the house. And I got a lot going on. It's more than I can handle. Yeah. I'm treading water and I can't take on any extra
stuff. So when are you
going
to start this band up of yours?
Well, I would like
you
to.
You are starting a band. Yeah. And when you say, I am marrying, I am having kids, I am starting up a band, I know it's going
to
happen.
I would like to be in that position to do a show or something by this time next year.
Oh, my goodness. So do you have some other musicians picked out?
I had a drummer. I'm sure he'd be happy to help out. If
Doesn't
not,
he live down south too?
No, he lives. Where does I he think live? He's like East Bay or something.
Oh,
I can. That's not at all a problem. You know, when you start talking to people, and my friend Stig is a singer, so he was already.
Wait a minute, you're the singer.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Oh,
not
no,
on,
you're the singer.
No, there will be plenty of songs that I will have another person. We're going to do covers. They're not going to be all pole originals.
Yeah, well, you can do
Copacabana.
Everybody
you killed
can, that one.
Well, I think everybody can handle pole music. I don't know how to explain it without getting in trouble.
Yzette
but anyway.
Can handle pole music.
Well, that's a different kind of pole. Vinny's talking about it. Listen, I know CBS wouldn't let us say the old
I don't
name,
want it.
You
know what? I don't want trouble.
It's not even 6 a.m.
I just dealt
Safe
with some
Harbor.
Paperwork that makes
Safe
some
Harbor.
Things official, and I'm happy about it, and I don't want to find
nice.
Myself in hot water
yeah,
the
you're
first
right.
day. The right. first day. I just wrote it down
congratulations.
Yesterday.
Congratulations. You just signed a new deal.
Yeah.
That's
yesterday.
We're in this together, baby.
Right.
Shame.
Anyway,
more time with the Sarah and Vinny show for you.
This is the business stuff you can tell us about?
Yeah. Okay. I'm really glad that you're going to do a show, though. I love it. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. Yes. You need to not just make a million purses every day.
I love making purses.
I know, but you're also...
I just ordered some new fabric yesterday.
You also love music.
I do.
And, you know,
but
that gets
but
your crew
I am
together.
In a band, Vinny. I see my crew all the time. We sit and get drunk on my couch and make music. I was singing Boston songs at the top of my lungs for 2 hours yesterday. It was awesome. Alone. I was alone, but I was singing. You know, you put the little home assistant on. And
just
as
sing
you're
along.
Making, as you're making dinner. I had to make dinner last night because on Wednesdays we usually go out. But, you know.
Poor gets, you.
I know, poor me.
What's your go-to?
Eggs? Was it eggs?
No, I made chicken salad sandwiches.
Not that. What's your go-to Boston song?
The whole first album. Oh. That whole first album I can sing start to finish. And then a couple songs on the second album
so
I like. But
I looked out this morning.
And the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. Lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away. Wow, wow, wow.
You're saying words.
Oh, yeah, I know those songs by heart.
It's amazing.
It's more than a feeling.
More than a feeling.
When I hear those feel. Oh, right in tune, too. When I hear those old songs playing. And I could be dreaming.
You were in the right key. That was amazing. Sarah.
I know. It was amazing. I'm never in the right key. Anyway, yeah, I am excited about it. We haven't played a gig in forever. I think the last
That's
time I was even
time.
On stage was like a Christmas show with Tommy Igo or something. Like a couple years, because we didn't do one this year.
Uh-huh.
That might be the last time. So I'm excited. I haven't talked to Pat yet. I'm trying to nail down Tommy and, oops. Sorry. The cow got away from me. Get him back. Because it's not going to be, you know, we're not going to set up a whole band. We're going to do like a semi-acoustic thing, and he'll have to sit on a drum.
You should
seat
rock out.
Oh, no, we rock out acoustically. We really do, believe me. You'll have to come and see if it's true.
Don't you want to crank the volume and really, like, go for it? put some distortion on that thing.
And... Well, to tell you the truth, the louder the band is, the harder it is for the singer. So I don't like that. As the singer, I just want to be able to have a sort of a contained sound. I also hate like blowing people's doors off, you know, like when someone
hate it.
Yeah. When someone can't talk because the band is so loud, like it's at my age. Come on. I'm too old for that.
What kind of band you're. Band people are like, you will listen to us.
No, I don't.
We
I'm
will
not
be
that.
Loud and you will not talk.
I'm happy to be in the corner. Just
all fun ends
my
now.
Oh, my God. I'm not an all fun ends now kind of person. I want the fun to continue to happen.
The fun now starts for me. You sit there and listen.
Yeah. So we got to pick some songs, though. I'm thinking, you know, we got to pull some like some Aerosmith, some AC/DC. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were doing a Rush song yesterday. We can't do any songs on the podcast because, you know, third-party
right.
audio stuff or
you
whatever.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You never even brought up on air that you met Geddy Lee.
I didn't meet Geddy Lee. I
Can
didn't
you
meet him.
That?
No.
She met Geddy Lee.
Here was my plan
what,
was...
Is that what she said on the podcast?
No.
No.
Podcast?
I told him last Saturday, Geddy Lee apparently wrote a book about being a bass player.
Yeah. About basses. I know all about the book. I didn't know you were going to meet him, though.
Well, he did a book tour, or is doing a book tour, and he was going to be at this bookstore near my house, mm-hmm. in Barnes & Noble and Corte Madera at the mall or whatever. Or at least I think that's where it was. And so me and John were like, oh, my God, we are going to see Geddy Lee. Like, I'm going to buy three. I'm going to get book signed for everybody. I was going to get you a book signed because I know you're a Rush fan. And
you get a book.
You get a book, and you get a book. But I was going to get some books signed. Yeah. Just I was like, oh, my God, he's my idol. Like, a lot of people don't like Rush because of his voice. I love Rush for that exact reason. Like, I just love him. So I was all excited. We were going to go. And then John calls on Friday. He's like, so Geddy Lee's going to be there, right? And they're like, yeah, but there's no more tickets. He's like, tickets? What? You had to get, like, I don't think you had to buy him or anything, but you had to get, a thousand zillion people want to mm-hmm. see Geddy Lee, so.
So you didn't go?
So, no, and we talked about
you
it.
You didn't have like, your person checked to see if you could move on in and say hi?
I did not even think of that.
When was it?
It was last Saturday.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
I was super bummed.
I mean, we could have worked a phone call or two, for sure. Mm.
Geddy Lee was here in your town on your side of the bridge.
I know.
He basically brought it right to you.
I was going to get him a little surprise.
Yeah.
Kind of surprise.
The kind that he would like.
I love Geddy Lee. Well, I love the whole band.
Yeah.
Rush is.
Neil, I mean, like, I don't have a lot of favorite drummers. Neil Peart, or however you say the guy's name. He wrote all the lyrics, too. Like, I love that dude.
Was that his only appearance here in Northern California?
I didn't even know about it. John randomly came upon it. I don't know.
What did he find out?
He found out Thursday of last week. Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, Geddy Lee's going to be...
I haven't known about the book tour, but I've known about the book, and there have been multiple articles, pieces, and interviews with him about his book, and it's about basses. Mm. So it's not just about his career as a bass mm-hmm. player, but about the instrument, its use, and its and the many famous... bass instruments like the Fender Precision and the Rickenbacker whatever, which he's famous for playing. And so I don't know. I'm interested, but I'm sure most people are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
That's
no,
okay.
People
that's
like that.
Listen,
stuff.
For 22 years, we've been sitting here talking about the things that interest us, and for some reason, you hang with us. And I cannot tell you how much we appreciate
Absolutely.
That as we enter into a new phase.
Woo!
We're all signed up and ready to go.
Yep.
And it's 6:05. So again,
should
every single day, 5 minutes late. Yeah, we should do it.
Humongous movie review coming up today, everybody.
Oh, goodness. How could I?
How could
I forget? So Captain Marvel.
That's correct.
And so it's going to be a four-man movie review.
It's a big
one. So Marcus, Rudy, Brandon, and you
all went to see it together.
Yeah.
That must have been fun, actually, for you.
It really was.
Did you fall asleep?
Heck no, but it wasn't.
Vaughn went, right?
Vaughn went too.
It's a five-man movie review.
So 3 hours from now, tune back in.
Yes. Don't bother with the show until 9:15.
Or that's a bingo. You can leave at that time.
One or the other. No one laughs at that.
KLOZ, KLOZ, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy almost Friday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.